Welcome to Focus on the Upstate, a program dedicated to informing you about organizations that serve our community and how you can get involved with them. Here's your host, Chris Evans.
Good morning and welcome to Focus on the Upstate. My name is Chris Evans. Today, my guests are Chelsea Spivey, the event coordinator from Miracle Hill, and Tim Brown, the director of the Overcomers program at Miracle Hill. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking, and thank you for being here. I'm gonna start with the first question that I normally ask. Miracle Hill, just for the people who are unfamiliar with the organization, which I'm guessing is probably not going to be that many. You guys really have a presence here in the Upstate. But just for the sake of argument, for the sake of people who may not have heard of it, tell us what Miracle Hill does and who you do it for, Tim.
Miracle Hill does so much work for the Upstate in the area of homelessness, addiction recovery, thrift stores, foster care, children's homes. Even we have young men's homes for boys' homes, both here and in Spartanburg. So we're located all over the Upstate, providing support and services to people that are in need in the Upstate.
Yeah, one of the ones that I know I'm familiar with is Greenville Rescue Mission. I know that you do foster care for and other children's services. Just really a wide variety of stuff for people in the Upstate. We're going to talk about an event that you've got coming up, which I know is a big thing. You know, it's Thanksgiving on the way, and it's always a good time when Miracle Hill does its turkey fry. But I wanted to ask you about the Overcomers program. Tell us specifically, because you're the director, you ought to know all about it.
Oh, I do.
Tell us about the Overcomers program. What is that?
Sure. Overcomers program is one of our two addiction recovery facilities. We have a men's program and a women's program, both located in Greenville. The men's program is the one, of course, I'm the director of, and we provide addiction recovery for men for all over the United States. We get people primarily from the kind of tri-state area of Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina, but we also get men from all over the United States, ages 18 to even up to 68 years old.
Yeah.
And we are helping these men over a seven-month period to develop a new life change that will impact them from their addiction and allow them to begin to walk in a new life and have a true kind of life that God designed them to have.
Yeah, yeah. I know that experimenting with substances, alcohol, drugs, is something that teens typically, it starts earlier than 18 usually. Mm-hmm. You mentioned that 18 is where your program starts. Is there another program for teens or
Not
through Miracle Hill.
Yeah,
okay.
But we do have a boys' home.
Okay.
We have a boys' home in the Greenville area. But those for displaced kids, primarily from DSS or in families that have challenges.
Gotcha.
But this not so much for addiction recovery, although it could introduce him to our addiction recovery program.
I see. So let's talk about addiction recovery. We've heard a lot about the opioid epidemic. What, without getting too personal, and I understand that there's a certain level of discretion that's going to be required for this sort of topic, but what kinds of addictions are most prevalent in the Overcomers program?
Well, just like you said, opiates are a big thing now.
Yeah.
Heroin, of course, laced with fentanyl has been a major factor that's brought a lot of our men there. Meth is another, methadone.
Meth is a big deal around here in South Carolina.
It sure is. Yeah. It's a big deal here. Cocaine, again, is another one that we don't see quite as much as we used to because of heroin and methadone, but it's still prevalent, especially among the older guys who come into the program.
Yeah.
So those are primarily the big factors. Pain pills, pain meds, those kind of things. Yeah. are also falling into guys, younger guys, especially who've been hurt or had accidents, and they get addicted to pain meds and become a problem in their life.
Right. I understand. So let's talk about the program then. Once somebody finds you, what do they go through? Do you have? I mean, you mentioned methadone. You know that has been a big help in getting people off of a heroin addiction. Do you guys have an actual medical solution to that, or is it a different kind of program?
So that's kind of a different thing. So most of the guys, if they have been using heroin and methadone and so forth on a consistent basis, We try to get them into a detox facility to get detoxed before they come to our program. We're not a medical program.
Gotcha.
We are the aftercare for medical. And so many of the guys come in from straight from detox to our facility here in the Greenville area. Once they've been detoxed, of course, the first thing in the process is they have to apply to our program. Application comes through either online. They come to our facility, fill out an application. They can fax in, whatever.
Okay.
The application is found at miraclehill.org on our website.
Okay.
And they can go there and complete an application. Once they hit submit, it goes straight to our email. The second step in that process, we review the application, and then we'll do a interview with that particular person. They can come in personally and do an interview, or we can do it over the phone. We get many gentlemen from prison or jails directly. So we actually interview them at prison facilities or detention centers. And once that interview process and we check to see certain things are okay, and we tell them about our program, make sure this is going to be a good fit for them. That's the way that we get them accepted into our program.
So with an application and interview process, it sounds like this is kind of a selective program.
To a certain degree,
okay.
There is selective. Two, three reasons why. One is there are certain mental health medications that we don't allow in our facility.
Okay.
Just for the risk.
Sure.
And so for those men who are on mental health medications that we're not allowed, we don't obviously encourage them to stop their mental health medications.
Right.
So
right.
We actually kind of refer them to other places that will. Secondly, men that come to our facility are not employed. They are there for 7 months to focus primarily on recovery. And so we don't want them working a job and being distracted with that.
Sure.
So if they have financial obligations like child support payments, alimony, or car payments, or those kind of things, they need to figure out how that's going to be taken care of before they come in the facility. Otherwise, you know, if they can't do that, then they can't come to the program. So that's a couple of things. And then we have to look and see if they're on probation, if they got pending court appearances.
Yeah.
Different things like that.
Especially if you're going into prisons.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we have to go through those types of interview questions and filter those men who can best be fitted for our program.
Okay. One of the things that I've talked about on this program a number of times, you know, with a variety of guests is the sort of vicious cycle that surrounds substance abuse and unemployment and homelessness and that, you know, if you don't have a job, it's tough to pay your rent, which means you're going to lose your house. And if you don't have a place to live and a job, then you're more likely to get addicted to drugs or alcohol. And then if you are addicted to substances, it's more difficult to get a job. It's more difficult to get a house. How does Miracle Hill address that sort of vicious cycle?
Chris, that's a very good question. And that's what I really love about our program here. Because our program is primarily – and let me just kind of lead into your answer to your question. So the men, when they come there, we're focused on getting them to build a relationship with God. Mm-hmm. That's first and foremost in our recovery process. We believe you can change the heart, you can change the behavior. And that's the first step in the process. So as our men go through our program of 7 months, they're going to classes, they're learning tools for recovery, they are developing their relationship with God. But also we're working with them on building job skills, job interview skills, mm-hmm. job readiness training. We do that. We partner with United Ministries downtown. They help us with that, doing classes for our guys. But once they have gone through that, they begin to start looking for jobs 6 weeks before they leave the program. They'll have a resume and they begin to look for work. They cannot leave our facility until they have a job. So we have many employers who work with us and that hire our guys right out of our recovery program. So that's been one of the successes for overcomers. And one of the reasons for successes for overcomers is we don't just send them to a program and just leave them be. We provide them an opportunity for work. They have to have work. We give them work with them to find a local church where they're committed to a local church. We find them a mentor from that church who's going to work with them for 6 months after they leave the program. We provide them with transition housing where they can have a safe place to live in their recovery for 6 months to up to a year. And so we really groom them for success through God's grace and work.
So talk about the success rate. What is the success rate?
So our success rate is the upper 40%, and that's broken down into two areas. One is guys who never relapse, and those men who have relapsed but have got right back on their feet, and they're still in recovery, and which is a very good percentage when you compare it to the national average, which is somewhere in the 10 to 15% range.
You mentioned the focus that you put on finding employment after the people leave your program. And I remembered having done an interview a while ago with some folks, Jacob Edmison, mm-hmm. Over at Miracle Hill. And right. he this particular project that he's got called Bridgeworks,
right.
With somebody that specifically funnels, I think, out of your Overcomers program. Talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Yeah. That's been an awesome opportunity that guys provided Miracle Hill. Bridgeworks is a new organization partnering with Miracle Hill. They actually are doing job placement for employers in the upstate. They're working with not only our guys at the Overcomers program, but they're also working with guys from the shelters as well,
okay.
to help find employment. We never had that asset before. And so this is a really huge step to ensuring our men find job employment right before they complete the program.
And I know another big step is the new transitional housing that you guys have going on. Is it already finished or is it in progress? What's the deal?
So the new transitional housing is in progress. Let me just kind of give you a little quick snapshot.
Absolutely.
Of transitional housing. So before we began to work on our new transitional housing, we had transition housing located in five different areas in the Greenville area. So there were some of those areas were not so conducive for recovery as well as for finding work.
Yeah.
And so the leadership at Miracle Hill began to take a look at that. We had seven acres co-located right behind our Overcomers facility that was undeveloped. And so the idea came that maybe we could develop housing that's co-located right there at the Overcomers Center that's in a central location that would provide more job opportunities. It would provide a better location conducive for recovery. And so the idea now has become a reality. So we have since sold some of our transition houses. We are in the process of building eight brand new houses right behind our facility, which will house 48 men in transition.
Wow.
And so we completed the first two houses, and they're already occupied by graduates. We have 12 graduates in those houses. We are starting to clear the land for the next houses. We got two more going up at this point. So far, we've been resourced for about four houses, and that's the next step is, you know, obtaining resources and funding to build the remaining four houses.
Gotcha. And that, I imagine, is going to take – how is that being funded? Is it just – entirely through donations?
Through donations is the primary way, as well as the sales of the previous houses that we had down at Grace Point, which is off White Horse Road. We sold those to Habitat for Humanity not too far, too long ago, and now those resources have been applied as well.
How long does a person get to stay in the transitional housing?
That's a good question. 6 months to a year, depending on availability. So they're committed for 6 months. But if we have the space available and they feel like they need more time, then we'll allow them to stay up to a year.
Okay. Is that during the program or is that after they've left the program?
That's after they left the program.
Gotcha.
They complete the 7 months, and then we highly encourage all our men to go straight into transition. It's been proven to provide success, a greater success rates for men who want to live in recovery for their lives. We just recently had a reunion of our graduates last weekend, and we had two speakers that came in, two of our previous graduates. One was a four-year graduate 4 years ago, and the other one was about 3 years ago. And both of them talked about how transition was a major factor in their recovery success.
Okay.
And they're still doing well, have jobs, back with their families, doing awesome work, and still living sobriety, walking in their relationship with God, very involved with their church ministries.
Speak for just a minute. Take a minute to talk directly to the listener who may be struggling with substance abuse right now and what they need to do, how they can find that hope that you guys provide.
Sure. So we at Miracle Hill Overcomers strongly desire to help anyone who's in addiction recovery. We want to reach out, and we want you to know that there is hope in your life, that first and foremost, God's going to give you the power and the strength to get you through your addiction. We know that we have seen it so many times where men have come in broken. They've lost their relationships. They've lost everything, basically. They lost their home. They lost all their finances, lost their jobs, and they really have nothing. Some of them are homeless because of that. Mm-hmm. And because of broken relationships, their family don't want to have anything to do with them anymore. And I've seen those same men come through our facility who are willing to commit to recovery, who are willing to humble themselves and recognize they need help, that they need to be teachable and open, transparent, and honest to deal with issues that are going on in their life. And when they begin to respond in humbleness and when they begin to receive the things and the tools that we're trying to teach them, they will truly learn how to walk in recovery and live a life, one, in a relationship with God, and two, in success in their world. That they are with family or in jobs or whatever it is. I've seen it happen too many times to men, and we can provide hope there. We can't, but God through us can.
Right. I understand. And we should mention, you've been talking about the men's program, the Overcomers program, because you're the director of it. Mm-hmm. But we should emphasize that there are recovery services available for women as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a corresponding women's program. It's almost the same exact setup. 7-month program. I think they have fewer beds than we do. They have about 25 beds. We have 80 beds in our facility, but it's pretty much the same type of program. And they also have transition housing afterwards where they encourage their graduates to go to transition and to continue to walk it out with the help that we provide while in transition.
So again, if you think you might need help with addiction, substance abuse addiction, or if you know somebody that you think needs help with addiction, go on the website miraclehill.org,
right,
and you can find out information about the program and fill out an application.
That's correct. Yeah, fill out an application. That's always the first step. Or come to our facility. Come to our facility at 1916 North Pleasantburg Drive, and we'll be glad to sit down and talk with you
in Greenville.
Yeah, here in Greenville, and talk to you about our current your current situation. Get you to fill out an application right there. And we can probably even get you in our program that same day if everything works out in the application process.
Gotcha. Before we completely run out of time, I don't want to neglect Chelsea because she's here to talk about something very important, which is the turkey fry that you got coming up. It is the season.
That's right.
To
That's
eat
right.
some turkey.
Yeah.
Tell us about the turkey fry.
Yeah. And I just want to say, we talked about the Overcomers program, and that's just one of the 9 shelters that
Absolutely.
We have. And
yeah.
we have 8 more. And things like the turkey fry go to support those things that we're doing every day to help people in need in the upstate. And so
run through them real quick. What other sorts of programs do you have?
So recovery programs, the men and women's programs.
Right.
We have a men and women's emergency homeless shelter.
Okay.
We have our children's homes, our foster care department. We have thrift stores, which help support those efforts. We have the boys' home in Spartanburg and in Greenville. Tim, what am I leaving out here?
The thrift stores.
Thrift stores, yeah.
Thrift stores, yeah.
I think that's everything.
People are going to recognize that. I even remember, do you guys still have the auto sale?
We do, yeah.
Car.
One of our thrift
Miracle
stores
Martin.
There on 29 there
yeah.
on Wade Hampton Boulevard.
It's interesting because there's a lot of organizations that will take donations of vehicles, boats, cars, mm-hmm. things like that. Mm-hmm. But you guys are the only ones that I've ever heard of that turns around and sells them through.
We try to steward those resources well. If you donate it to Miracle Hill, it's going to be used to benefit the people that we serve. So.
And to that end, you've got this turkey fry coming up as a kind of fundraiser and at the same time feeding people.
Feeding. Over 500 turkeys that will be fried that day. And
turkeys. Wow.
Yeah. And we'll be feeding the guests of all of our shelters across the upstate. So November 20th, it's a Tuesday. That's when all the action happens, all the fun. We have a team of turkey fryers. They've been doing it for 12 years now.
Yeah.
Do you know the story of how this event originated?
No, I was going to ask. Tell me.
So one of our employees heard on the radio 12 years ago that it was someone had been to a turkey fry in Nashville and had mentioned, you know, I wish we did one here. And so she called in and she said, well, Miracle Hill would do that. You know, we have a need for that and we need to feed people.
Just volunteered you, huh?
Yeah. And so that was 12 years ago. It started very small. And now we're up to 500 turkeys, 200 volunteers. We've also turned it into a fundraiser to help support what we do every day. And it's just, it's a great day. It's a messy day. But it's just when you actually see, you know, how the sausage is made or how the turkey is made.
How the turkey is fried.
How the turkey is fried. It's just, it's fabulous. And it takes place at our Spartanburg Rescue Mission.
Okay.
So you're actually seeing, you know, you're doing this work to see what it benefits. You're there. The guests are there as well. And it's just a really beautiful day.
What's the location of the Spartanburg Rescue Mission so people can
It's at 189 North Forest Street in Spartanburg.
Okay.
And all that information is on our website as well. It's miraclehill.org/turkeyfry. We'll take you straight to the Turkey Fry page and ways to help with the Turkey Fry. So you can either give directly to our fall campaign, which is Feed the Hungry, Feed the Soul. So, you know, we're feeding on Thanksgiving, but we also feed those in need every single day of the year. And we're doing this on Thanksgiving, but we, you know, we feed in March and in June and every day as well. So if you give to that campaign, you're supporting food and shelter for every day of the year. You can also volunteer on the day of the turkey fry. We need 200 volunteers. We're about 60% there. So bring out your church group, your friends, your coworkers, and come help us prep some turkeys or carve some turkeys or chop some vegetables.
Sure.
And you can also donate items. So we need 500 turkeys. We have about 250 right now.
Okay.
So you can drop off those donations either at our admin office, which is 419 South Pleasantburg. You can take them to the Spartanburg Rescue Mission. You can take them to a thrift store.
Do they need to be frozen or
frozen,
certainly not live turkeys?
Frozen until the 15th of November.
Okay.
Yeah. So need a few days to thaw all those 500 turkeys out. We actually have a giant refrigerator truck that we keep them in and we have to rotate them to make sure they're thawed appropriately.
Right.
It certainly is a process. So frozen until the 15th. We would love to have them all by the 15th, but for some reason, if we don't, if there's any donated after that day, then they would need to be thawed.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
In case people can't make it on the 20th to the turkey fry, talk about some other opportunities for donations and volunteers.
Right. So you can drop off a turkey. You can drop off any item from our needs list, and that needs list is on our website, miraclehill.org/turkeyfry. You can also give a donation, which just requires you going online, clicking a couple of buttons, and giving whatever the Lord calls you to give. And then just general support and just advocating for it. You know, we have 9 shelters. We're serving people every day. We serve 600 individuals every single day. And so just spreading that word, you know, if you're listening to this right now, just telling a friend about what Miracle Hill is doing is so, so helpful to our ministry.
You know, that's a really good point. So many people will take the time to write a check themselves or to go and volunteer themselves, but spreading the word is really an important thing to do, and bring a friend, you know, bring somebody that bring your youth group or your, you know, whoever it is, your Bible study.
Right. And we have so many great church groups that that do that, that stay until late in the evening to clean up, because you would be amazed at how much grease and you know, trash and everything. And so we definitely need lots of groups to just stay and lend a hand and help with whatever you can. So.
Gotcha. One more time, the website, miraclehill.org. You can find a variety of information on the Turkey Fry, on the Overcomers program, on all of the programs, really, that that Miracle Hill offers to the upstate community. Chelsea Spivey, event coordinator, and Tim Brown, director of the Overcomers program for Miracle Hill, have been my guests today. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us, Chris.
It's been my pleasure. I'm Chris Evans, and this has been Focus on the Upstate.
You've been listening to Focus on the Upstate with Chris Evans. If you would like more information on today's topic, email Chris at cevans@intercom.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.